For those who are visiting, another welcome. I'm Larry Mudd. I'm the worship minister for this congregation. I live in New Jersey. I live about 10 miles straight west of the Lincoln Tunnel, and it's not a big place, but we've got a little backyard, enough room for some dogs, some tomato plants, and a front door that for the past 2 months has had this on it. Because my grandmother's last name was Violet O'Leary, and her parents both came from County Cork in Ireland during the Great Potato Famine and sought refuge in the United States. They didn't meet until they met in this little town in as rural Illinois as you can get, little town called Pond Settlement. This on my house because of her. This is on my front door because of them. This was hanging from our flagpole. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And in a real sense, these things are hanging on our house. And now my children have the O'Leary blood in their veins as well. These are on my house because every St. Patrick's Day, Grandma cooked. Grandma cooked corned beef and cabbage and carrots. And I know the stores get you to buy Irish soda bread. Grandma cooked the best cornbread you ever ate to go with her corned beef and cabbage. And you had horseradish with it, and you had mustard, and it was awesome. And eating that meal every year with my family is why this is on my house. Because my identity was formed around the table with my family. And the reminder that who I am was handed down to me from my ancestors, including my my dearly departed grandmother, was a constant reminder. And it wasn't profound all the time. It was hardly ever profound. It only got profound when I started thinking about it afterwards. But it was all there. We didn't talk about all of it every time. And it wasn't until I was born again that I actually looked Patrick up. You guys know about him? I mean, we looked at him in our congregational retreat a little bit. He was English. He was enslaved by Irish pirates, really, and taken back to Ireland and was a slave there. He eventually escaped, made it back to England, where he met Jesus Christ. And do you know what he did? He went back to Ireland, the place where he was a slave, so they could learn about Jesus Christ. He wasn't drinking green beer. He was bringing the message of Jesus Christ to his oppressors. There's no better example of that even in the scriptures themselves. He's attributed this wonderful prayer called the Breastplate of Patrick that we'll actually say together in just a little bit about the all-encompassing presence of the Trinity guarding him and guiding him throughout his day. And you all have, I actually only heard a lick of what Julie was saying last week, but because I was ordering pizza for that chorus. Weren't they great? But you were talking about our stories. And we all have different stories. If you weren't Irish, you're not going to hang a shamrock on you. Who would hang a shamrock on their door? But you have other festivals, you know, whether it's the Lunar New Year or Kwanzaa, or we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas and Easter, all of these things where we sit around a table, and there's tradition and there's liturgy, even though we don't dare use that word. There's liturgy embedded in the ritual of always having certain menu items and always doing certain things. And after dessert is over, the tablecloth gets put away and the pinochle cards come out and you play until grandma wins. And it's the doing the rituals together that binds us. And that binding works into our identity. And I am proud to say that I'm Irish and other things. And I'm sure you're proud to say that you are fill in the blank. Because those identities have been woven into us. And the identity that's woven into us at this table is the one that includes all other identities. It doesn't cancel them out. That's the beautiful thing about the body of Christ, is we are who we are, and we're all different. There's never been another person like you, and there never will be. In our uniqueness, we bring glory to the Father, but He gathers us together as one body, in this meal together, and doesn't cover over our identities, but builds them into their fullest potential. We bear the image of the Creator of the universe. That's our identity. Our older brother is the King of all that is. That's our identity. So that in a few weeks, this is going to be hanging from my flagpole. Can you see it? Rejoice! He is alive. That trumps everything, which is part of playing pinochle. If you don't know, trumping is part of that. And so we sit at this simple table every week, and we don't say everything there is to say every time. And sometimes it's more profound than others, but every time we sit at the table, God is speaking into us the fact that you are His daughter, you are His son, that you are the younger sister of the King of the universe, that you bear the image of the one who made it all. And He's done everything, literally everything He can, to bring us back and sit us down at this table and tell us we matter more to Him than we will ever imagine. And so let us give thanks for the bread we're about to share by first saying together these words of Patrick, and then I'll lead us further in prayer. And so we pray these words together. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, by whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word. Praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. And Lord, we praise you for the salvation you extend to us at this table, in this bread that represents your body sacrificed upon the cross for us, in this fruit of the vine that represents your blood spilled for us. Lord, let us not take this casually. Help us not take this for granted. Help us to see the depth of your love extended to us in these simple emblems of a meal. As we sit at this table together, we thank you that we are the children of the one who made all things. We thank you that we are the younger siblings of the King of the universe. Let us bring glory and honor to your name in the way we take this bread and cup and give glory with all our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.